This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We're going streaky!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning and welcome in to Beat the Streak Daily, inside the hits for Friday, the 9th of September. We told you yesterday how Sandy Alcantara, the big righty of the Marlins, was struggling. The team played some shoddy defense behind him last night, and then the Phillies capitalized. Here's Alec Bohm.
Out towards center field, Lede on the run. He can't get it!
Oh,
it's going to go to the wall! Schwarber scores. Here comes Hoskins. Bohm on his way to third, and he will get there. A two-run triple. Capitalizing on the mistakes of the Fish, and the Phillies take the lead.
Alcantara gave up 8 hits in 6 innings to the Phillies. Now 49 hits allowed in his last 47 and a third innings pitched. Scuffling to the finish, putting the National League Cy Young race back open. Good morning, everybody. It is indeed Beat the Streak Daily, inside the hits. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. One of my picks was Bryce Harper. The Phillies ended up being the number one most selected batter yesterday. He went hitless. Tough day on a short slate of games. 5 of the top 8 selections yesterday went hitless, including Harper and Luis Arraez of the Twins and Nolan Arenado of the Cardinals. Our leader, Albuck Dodgers, was at 37. As we take a look at the state of the streak, yesterday we allowed ourselves to dream of one last great run to 45 and Kyoshi Lotus 26 in the 10 grand and maybe even a run towards 56. These are the magic numbers for BTS Daily here in 2022. As it turns out, Albuck Dodgers had Ian Happ of the Cubs yesterday afternoon. 8th inning, Cubs Reds at Wrigley. Happ at the plate in what would likely be his final at bat.
And he gives that one a ride to right in the corner towards the wall. Aquino is there up against the ivy. Inning over.
Look, I'm not going to lie. This is a tough morning for the podcast. This task of beating the streak has felt so difficult all year because it is. And the hard is what makes it great, right? But I think we might have reached the ultimate in disappointment. Albuck Dodgers is dead at 37. Great run, great streaker. First place is now being held at just 28 by a streaker who lives in infamy. Torkelson HOF. A streaker named in a moment of hope and arrogance, thinking that Tigers rookie Spencer Torkelson might someday join the likes of Pie Trainer in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yeah, I said Pie Trainer. Anyway, Torkelson HOF is our leader today. 28. Good stuff, you say? Good for him? Got to 28? This streaker has not played since August 1st. We have been abandoned by so many at this point in the season, Ryan Porth. We've been abandoned. And to see the leader, be a streaker who's just throwing away a chance at what we all dream of, a run into the 30s, maybe the 40s and beyond. To see a streaker who has just thrown that away is maddening. It's sad. And I think it's downright evil. Your thoughts?
I agree.
Okay, right? It's evil.
However, maybe, he's holding out for a late season push.
No, I don't buy that.
You know, okay.
Unless something horribly wrong has happened to Torkelson HOF, an illness of sorts, I want to have speaks with this person. I want to tell them how I feel. It's not good. Second place right now on the leaderboard is being held by Hockey Taco at 27. I've never rooted for anyone more in my life.
Yes.
Hockey Taco, let's go.
All right, frozen rubber. get some shredded cheese on top of the frozen rubber.
Oh, man.
Some lettuce, some sour cream.
That's eaten.
Oh, yeah. Right That's there. A hockey taco right there, baby.
I've never rooted for anyone more in my life, including my son at his piano recital.
Now, if you're Hockey Taco, would you go hard shell or soft shell? Make the frozen rubber a little bit more crispy or the soft bite into the frozen rubber?
That's personal preference, and okay. I would never step in and tell Hockey Taco how to live his life. I'm rooting for
But
them.
You tell him each day on the podcast who to pick.
Yeah, I do, and I will do so later on.
Yeah, you will.
As you will, Mr. Porth. Before we make our picks, though, let's count home runs up from 1 to 3. The Twins had lost 10 straight at Yankee Stadium. Some regular season, some playoff, the Yankees owned them. This game last night tied 2-2 in the eighth. Carlos Correa at the plate, where he was getting booed, like usual, on the road. Big spot, and Correa comes through.
A drive to left field. Correa in the eighth.
Minnesota now just a game and a half behind Cleveland. They host the Guardians for 3 starting tonight in St. Louis. Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina tied the all-time record for starts by a battery at 324 with Mickey Lolich and Bill Freehan of the Detroit Tigers. Molina made the most of the day with a homer in the second and then this in the fourth.
3-2 pitch to Yadi is hit hard down the left field line. That's towards the corner and... it's gone. Yadi has done it again. His second home run of the afternoon, and the Cardinals have tied it. It just snuck over the wall in left field, and the crowd is loving it. 2 home run game for Yadier Molina.
Yadi hit that one so hard, Ricky, it could not go foul.
The fans want Yadi one more time.
There he is.
Curtain call in St. Louis. Cardinals lose that one 11-6, but the season has been storybook for those two guys. And, of course, Albert Pujols. And, of course, Paul Goldschmidt, etc. So, 2 homers for Yadi. Yoan Moncada of the White Sox, he had 2 homers by the second inning. Top 5, Moncada at the plate again in a 9-0 game in Oakland.
Yoan crushes this ball. Center field, it is off the wall. Just short of home run number 3, he settles for an RBI double. And Yoan Moncada nearly had a third tater tonight. He'll settle for run number 10.
Okay, he didn't get the third homer. But 5 hits, 2 homers, that double, a big roll, and a 14-2 blowout for Yoan Moncada, supporting Dylan Cease. And the White Sox gave you Cease's a stay away yesterday. He threw 6 shutout innings, allowing just 3 hits. How about this stat? Yoan Moncada, the only player in baseball this year with multiple 5-hit games. Could have gone an hour naming players and never gotten to him because he hasn't played that much and he was batting 190 going into the game, right? We never would have gotten to him.
No, we would not have. And that 5-hit game got Moncada up to what, 211?
Yeah, 212, I believe.
Okay.
212.
Right. Sorry, I sold him 1 point short.
I mean, he needs that. It's been a rough year. Our picks are coming up next on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
All On a Friday in Major League Baseball, all 30 teams scheduled to play. 15 games for your pleasure, including Carlos Rodon and the Giants at Wrigley. Stay away from the Cubs there. The rejuvenated Patrick Corbin and the Nationals in Philly. Play the Phillies at your own risk. Seriously, Patrick Corbin Day has been officially canceled since that guy took a start off and revamped his arsenal. I would also skip your Braves playing late night in Seattle. Last six starts, Robbie Ray has allowed just 25 hits in 39 innings with an ERA of 1.38 and a batting average against of just 185. I know it feels difficult to do, but stay away from the Braves.
You stay away, I stay away.
Time now for the fourth pick. What you got, Ryan, today?
German Marquez starting tonight for the Colorado Rockies at home. He has a 308 batting average against at Coors Field this season versus 207 on the road. So Marquez could be a buy-low candidate for teams this offseason if they want to get him away from Coors Field. Josh Rojas of the Arizona Diamondbacks has not been consistent lately. However, he's hitting .478 in just six games at Coors Field this season, .397 overall at Coors in his young career. Rojas is 2-for-7 against Marquez head-to-head. Nothing special, but he owns the Rockies. He gets a hit tonight.
Love that. The Coors crutch coming back to help us out. Time now for my Daily AA. Analytically, Dodgers in San Diego, Mookie Betts kills the Padres this year, hitting .421 against them. Mookie Betts 7-for-13 against Mike Clevinger in his career, batting over .500 there in the very small sample. Mookie and the Dodgers will roll late night tonight. And anecdotally, Cesar Hernandez had a solid year in Washington. He's got 8 hits in his last 5 games, went 3-for-4 last night, and he hits very well against Noah Syndergaard, 13-for-32 for a .406 batting average. That's actually a bigger sample than the Mookie one on Clevinger. So which is the analytical? Which is the anecdotal? There's no way to know. Let's go. Cesar Hernandez and Mookie Betts are the picks today. Time to take a look at the Weekender. What do we got, sir?
All right, so Saturday, the Phillies hosting the Nationals. Bryce Harper back from the injured list. Yes, he didn't get a hit for you yesterday, Spiegs, but I think Saturday he will get one facing his former team. He's a .500 hitter against Saturday starter Eric Fetty for the Nationals. He is 9-for-18 in his career against Fetty, so I like Harper Saturday for the Phillies. Also Saturday, Madison Bumgarner on the mound for the Diamondbacks at Coors Field. Over the last 2 seasons, Mad Bum has given up 36 hits and 28-plus innings against the Rockies. Charlie Blackmon has a .333 career batting average against Bumgarner in 57 at-bats. You could also go with C.J. Cron, who was 4-for-10 against Mad Bum in his career as well.
Weekend stay away here. Don't take any Padres on Saturday night facing Julio Urias of the Dodgers. Urias has been great against the Padres all year, giving up just 4 hits and 2 starts against them. That's good for a .108 batting average against. He's also been real good lately in general, surrendered just 5 hits in his last 18 innings pitched. Same series on Sunday. Tell you what, Joe Musgrove of the Padres has given up 64 hits and 54-plus innings since the 13th of July, allowing a .288 batting average against. Last time, he gave up 9 hits and 4-plus innings against the Diamondbacks, and there are Dodgers hitters who have had success against Musgrove. Freddie Freeman, .333 in his career. Justin Turner, who's got a 16-game hit streak as of right now, hits .385 against Musgrove. But don't go with Trey Turner, who hits just .188 against Joe. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is from Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Klayman at Major League Baseball. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. And don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. Here's hoping that all your guys, and especially ours, Cesar Hernandez, Mookie Betts, and Josh Rojas, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!